Good afternoon. I'm Michael Wallace. Here are three things to know from the WCBS 880 newsroom. One, a Suffolk County man's murder and attempted rape conviction has been vacated after he spent 33 years in prison. New DNA evidence exonerated Keith Bush. Number two, just 5 minutes into his meeting with top Democrats about infrastructure, President Trump walked out, claiming he doesn't do cover-ups. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had told reporters the president is engaged in a cover-up. And three New York state lawmakers have approved a bill that would let Congress see the president's state tax returns. In sports, the Mets have traded outfielder Keon Broxton to the Orioles for $500,000. Mets host the Nationals tonight. The Yankees are in Baltimore. Forecast calls for more clouds rolling in, overnight lows in the 50s, maybe a late night shower. Chance of morning showers tomorrow, and then partly sunny with a high of 75. There is the day of a late afternoon or evening thunderstorm tomorrow. Radio.com is the exclusive streaming home of WCBS 880. Download the Radio.com app on your smartphone and ask Alexa to play WCBS 880 to listen anytime.